Okay, number two, behavior and change are to be evaluated in terms of the context in which they occur and the ecology of the change. That's real important. So let's look at that one. In general, we want to evaluate something that happens, whatever the client gives us. We want to evaluate that in terms of the context that occurs, in which it occurs. And that means what's going on around the client and the ecology of what the client's asking us to do. For example, if someone comes to you and says, I'd like to have more energy all the time. Ask yourself for a moment, is that appropriate? It may not be appropriate for you to, for example, make a change with a client that's going to give them more energy all the time. Because if you did, the person might not sleep very well. So in this case, we want to evaluate that particular change in terms of the context that it occurs and the ecology of making that change.